Welcome back to the Learning to Change podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Emler, and I'm about to take you on a no-holds-barred journey through the landscape of learning and change. In this series, Off the Cuff, Rants on Learning, I'm ditching the script and speaking straight from the heart. Each of the off-the-cuff rants will involve me diving into the deep end of my thoughts, unfiltered and unrestrained. Yeah, I'm nervous too. This is where passion meets perspective, where years of insights boil over into raw, unscripted dialogue. When these off-the-cuff rants will show up in your feed is still a mystery, but they will show up. Expect emotions to run high and sacred cows to be challenged. I'll be tackling the topics that keep me up at night, the concepts that need unpacking, and the uncomfortable truths we need to confront. This isn't about getting it perfect on the first take. It's about starting the conversation, shaking the foundations, and sometimes setting the record straight in the aftermath. So brace yourself for a series of spontaneous soliloquies. Wow, I've always wanted to use that word ever since I taught the concept of soliloquy in Romeo and Juliet to my freshman English students. Anyway, I digress. So brace yourself for a series of spontaneous soliloquies crafted through years of dedication to the art of learning. We're about to look at old problems through a new lens, and I invite you to join me on this journey of reflection, critique, and change. Let's get ready to rant, reflect, and revolutionize our understanding. This is Learning to Change, Off the Cuff, where every rant is a step towards a new perspective. Let's begin. So to get started, I need you to know a couple of things. One, I'm super techie. My entire career, I've been considered the techie teacher. I have been the person who people seek out to get support on technology, whether it's doing something new or figuring out how to maximize a specific piece of software. I'm just plain techie. It comes very easily to me. And you should also know that I've spoken in front of people a million times, both in person and online, and I love speaking in front of people. I do not have a fear of public speaking. And in that work of speaking in front of people, I've dealt with every possible tech issue that is known to man. And none of the tech issues stress me out or throw me off at all. It just doesn't happen. Except that a few weeks ago, it did happen. I can tell you that I recognized that I was out of sorts as I took to the mic and I said something and my voice started cracking and tears started to well up in my eyes. I knew something was off and I knew I felt out of sorts in my body, and I knew that I had to slow down and take a minute. So let me paint the scene. So it was the third time I'd been speaking at this particular venue in a specific day. And this particular audience or group of people that I was speaking to also included a hybrid element. There were people, for many reasons, joining us on a video conferencing tool simultaneous to me presenting to a live audience. And with that came an expectation on my end, I'm guessing, that the people who set up the room would have tested the technology. But it became really clear as I started to speak that that didn't happen. The ASL interpreter on the video conferencing call unmuted and said, "I'm sorry to interrupt. The sound and the feedback from the room makes the speaker indistinguishable, and I'm unable to sign." So I took a deep breath and I said, "Okay, 1 minute." I typed in the chat, "Okay, give me a minute. We will get this figured out." And I said, "Okay, let's take a pause." And people were coming to my rescue, right? So the tech person that set up the room came, another person who's probably a techie like me is there, and I'm clicking buttons that I know will likely solve the problem. But the person who hired me to be there starts getting really nervous. And I'm getting eye contact from her that's indicative of sheer panic. I smile and I'm like, 1 minute, we will take care of this. And so I kind of back away and let the tech people do their thing. And I don't think that more than a minute passed. And in the meantime, the person who hired me to be there comes up to me and says, just go, they'll figure it out. And I remember tensing up and I don't even really know how I responded because, see, I was in conflict. My life's work has been in the field of universal design for learning. I care a great deal about access and accessibility and instructional design and removing barriers for learners. I literally talk about that all the time. I design learning modules and online events in a way that can remove as many barriers as possible. I could not just go knowing that I was needlessly creating a barrier for the participants that weren't in the room. I just needed to wait. It was only going to take a minute, but the pressure was real. I mean, the looks were like sheer panic from this person. And I felt like I had to say something. I felt like I had to keep going. So I grabbed the mic and I tried to make light of the situation for the people in the room. And I simply said, I've done this a million times. I'm really techie and I'm not usually stressed by the tech. And the tears are welling and my voice is cracking. And I said, but I'm stressed right now because we need to wait a minute to figure this out so the people in this room and online who need the sign interpreters can benefit too. My voice cracked that entire time. And the people in the room could sense my complete discomfort with just going. And almost at the point where the tears were going to fall from my eyes, the interpreter started signing. And I started the speaking and it worked. And it only took a minute. I don't remember having this strong of a reaction to a tech malfunction at any other point in my life. Even when AWS went down and I was running an online event and suddenly 5,000 people around the country were being disconnected, I mean, I was pretty able to connect that that was like out of my control and I could only do damage control and, you know, customer service at that point. But in this moment, my body felt out of alignment with my mindset, with everything that I stood for. And it feels pretty shitty to be out of alignment with my most significant values. My entire career has been built on universal design for learning and accessibility. And I was being asked to just go, they'll figure it out. I was being asked to just keep going and ignore the people that I am adamantly serving. Always waiting a minute to create a more inclusive environment for everyone will always be worth it to me. So when you're in those moments and the tech isn't working, it doesn't really make sense to just keep going. Simply pause, reflect, and people will wait. And the people who need that accessibility feature will be very appreciative. And the people who don't need it don't mind waiting a minute. So that's all I have for today. But I think this talk about accessibility, along with another experience I've recently had, will likely trigger the next series of interviews for the Learning to Change podcast. So be on the lookout for the series on accessibility. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Don't get in trouble. Thank you for joining me today on the Learning to Change podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and inspiring. As we continue to explore the power of learning and its impact on change, remember that it's not about pushing yourself or others to change, but about embracing the process of learning. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. If you're ready to take your learning journey to the next level or bring about a culture of learning in your organization, join us in our free Modern Learners community. We are here to help you navigate the challenges and celebrate the successes that come with embracing learning and change. Simply go to modernlearners.community and join us today. You'll find all the resources from today's show in there. Until next time, stay curious and remember, I'm not asking you to change, I'm asking you to learn. Learning to Change is produced by Yellow House Media. Our production coordinator is Lou Blaser. Marty Seafelt edits our episodes. Our production assistant is Emily Kilduff, and Sean McMullen is our executive producer. Learning to Change is recorded on the stolen land of the Sauk and Fox tribes, the Miami Nation, the Osatee, Shakawi, Sioux, Ho-Chunk, and Kickapoo peoples.